Paul, he gets it from right half Mackay. Halfway, then he's going by right now. He got some good football. He kicks it beautifully to Conn. Conn's tackled by Fallon. The ball is taken to Peacock. Peacock gives the ball downfield. Very well out to Morton, playing it better forward. He's tackled by Glidden. His ball over Glidden's head. Come to the Hockney. Coming down, twisting Morton. Back to Morton. Morton gives it forward. And here it's Stig. Rushing in. It just comes out. Duffin. Oh, he's lost the ball. He's under the line for a goal kick, I think. Several claiming. I lost out of the ball. So did Duff, the goalkeeper. The ball is now aside him. And Duff just limping just now, stretching his leg. He must have taken a knock. He's threw himself on the ground. And the goal kick for Hart with just on a minute gone. And Hart leading by one goal to nil. And Duff with that ball straight out of play. For throwing for Celtic. The right half Smith coming up to take the throw in. And that's the great Celtic following here, hearing this team on with the wind and sun behind them. Well, here we see how they go. Now, left back McKenzie hits the ball hard against Smith and is out of play. Smith is used there, Paul, we'll stay right half today. Dean, of course, Collins, Celtic and Hargreaves all have been beset by injuries this year. And Collins in particular, who's kept out of the international team last week and out of the cup final team this week, suffering from a ligament strain they got it there about 3 weeks ago. Has been a most unfortunate young lad this year. Now right half Smith taking this throw into Sarnay. Sarnay, a beautiful ball player. Loses it to Mackay. Mackay puts it right away across the far side. The left back down, brings the ball down. He's on the centre circle. This ball right through deep down the middle. Comes through to Morton. Morton heads out to Tully. Smith from Craig coming in. Tully puts the shoot cap legs, but right half Mackay backing up. Here's the ball out of play over on the far side. A throw in for Celtic, about level 18 yard line on the far side. Left half Peacock, who played a very good game, taking a throw in, long to Tully. Tully lets the ball run past him, a typical Tully movement, and it goes through to Kerkin, kept again, puts the ball out of play, and Hart might find this thrilling win just as difficult to do anything with as Celtic did in the first half, because it is a typical handball swirl that lifts the ball from your foot and throws it out of play. That comes right in, and Morton puts over Clinton Hick, and then Hocker hits it in, it's just over the bar. And it's a corner kick. Glidden must have just got his, some of the hairs in his head to it. Conn kick for Celtic on the right. With 2.5 minutes gone, and little Craig, who's been playing too well, is coming up to take this corner kick. He puts the cross, a good one. Hockney tries to hit, it comes down. Glidden hits the ball at 18 yard line. Conn hits that hand upfield. Evans' ball going for the ball. Ball heads it past Evans, ball chasing it out to left position on halfway line. Evans is running beside him. Ball just below me now. Halfway inside Celtic's half, level 18 yard line now. Still on the touchline. He beats Evans, puts the ball right footed across. Young is running and hits the ball out of top of cover. The ball is a goal for Hart. A goal for Hart. After 3 minutes of the second half, the score is now half two, Celtic nothing. And the 1-2-3-4-5 Celtic defenders standing in the line. Peacock, Fallon, Smith, Meekin, Evans looking at each other as much as to say, how did that happen? And Edinburgh and Hart are just, well, you can see a whole blaze of red, maroon colour on the far side, because for 50 years they've tried to take the next update to Edinburgh, and now they are leading by 2-0, and I see referee Davidson pointing to coming, the blood running down his face, referee Davidson saying, well, that won't do, and the trainer has come out to have a look at his face. Referee Davidson saying to the trainer, you mustn't come on without permission, off you go. And so that there it is, with 4 minutes gone, the score, Hart 2, Celtic nothing. There it comes, back again to Evans. Evans, center circle, hitting the ball left, putting it up the field, Glidden hitting the ball out to his right, Tully hitting it in, Celtic now will throw in Evans, and we'll see this typical cup fighting Celtic tradition coming out. I'm sure we will. Ball gets the ball, Evans chases him, Evans the ball on the far side, but he loses the ball. Ball holding the ball, being taken by Peacock. Peacock gets the ball from him, bounces to Conn. Conn just inside his own half, working out the right, tackled by Stanley. Stanley with the ball now, streaking down. One of these long dribbles of his, but Mackay stops him this time. Mackay says to Conn, get the ball upfield, keep it away from our half. Come through the ball, ball gets it past Evans. Right half Smith banking up, takes the ball over to the left. Here's the downfield, Tully heads it down, it comes from Mackay again. Wing half to Hart plays very well today, on to Young. Young touches it out, so very delicately out to Conn. Conn holding the ball on the far touchline, puts the blue to Young. Young just keeping it in 18 yard line, then back heels it, and it goes out of play. A throw in for Celtic, levels the 18 yard line. Left half Peacock taking the throw in, 5 minutes gone. still nothing for Hart, as he got that ball hard down the field. Anyway, down Clinton heads the ball down to Walter on the semi-circle, in central circle, tackled by Smith, he heads the ball away, comes to McKay, named for a foul, but referee Davidson, the man who gives you more play in 90 minutes than any other referee, doesn't stop the game unless absolutely necessary, lets the game go on, and Crawford puts the ball out of play down below us here, throwing for Celtic, level 18-yard line. Meekin taking the throw-in, right back Meekin today, McKenzie heads it back, he's shot. Comes to Cumming, Cumming puts the route to Warhol, Warhol stands in the ball, controls it, puts it straight across to Conn. Conn chasing over the right, Celtic defender moving after him. Outside right, Young moving into the right position. Conn puts it right across the face of the goal. Ball's waiting for it to come down. He heads it down and goes across to Peacock, and Peacock hits it hard and high.
Yeah.
Going for Celtic, level 18-yard line. Meekin taking the throw in, right back Meekin today. McKenzie heads it back, he's shot. Comes to Cumming, Cumming puts it through to Warhol, Warhol stands in the ball, controls it, puts it straight across to Conn. Conn chasing over the right, Celtic defender moving after him. Outside right, Young moving into the right position. Conn puts it right across the face of the ball. Ball's waiting for it to come down. He heads it down and goes across to Peacock, and Peacock hits it hard and high downfield. Bouncing in the center circle between Glidden and Martin. Ten half Glidden, the overhead kick, puts it out to his own right. Tully, outside left to Celtic, waiting for it. Now Tully moving as quick as I ever saw him. Coming right into Hart's penalty area. Puts the ball straight across to Hart, and Hart puts it in, but McKenzie clears it from the 6-yard line. Right out, and Stanley waiting for the ball to come down. Stanley catches it into the 18-yard line, hits the Hart defender, bounces out to Little Craig. Craig is tackled by McKenzie. McKenzie puts the ball out of play, halfway inside his own half, a throw in for Celtic on this side of the field. Right half Smith will take this throw in. Smith into Fernley. Fernley being tackled by right half Mackay, who hasn't left him today. Fernley hits the ball hardly against Mackay. Mackay stops it, recovers, gives the ball upfield. The ball heads the ball down. Evans stops it, but ball beats him again. Ball's going across the right, gets the ball to Young. Young on his own, the hole on the far side. Celtic defense all out of position, racing across the field now. As Young comes into 18-yard line, puts the ball through the ball. And at one pass, beats his left hand. Ball is beating on his hands and knees, falling across. And he must have touched it because it's a corner kick for Hart from the far side. Beattie just didn't seem to be able to do anything with his hands and feet this out, and he does fall across, and it's a corner kick for Hart over on the far side. Young hitching up his pants. Puts it across a beautiful corner, coming down. Crawford misses and so does Beattie. Ball comes right through. Right through the left half coming. Cumming puts it straight in again. Peacock. One of Celtic's stars today, Peacock. Never put a foot wrong from the game started. Gives the ball out to Craig. Craig kept inside McKenzie, stopped by Mackay, but he beats Mackay. Tries to beat Clinton as well. He's gone over to the right, kept after him. Tries to beat Kep, kept beats him this time. And over on the far side, Kep hears the ball upfield. So Young and Talon are waiting for it. Talon heads the ball down to Peacock. Peacock picks it, it comes, shoots it down. Mackay heads it down. Right half Smith going in. Conn hits the ball against his face. It bounces back to Kelly, who's over on the right wing. He puts it into Hockney. Hockney out to Kelly. If Kelly can get it, he's racing with McKenzie. Beats McKenzie. Bounce past the ball, bringing it near the corner flag. Beats McKenzie, comes inside him. Bit of pushing going on. A foul against McKenzie. And a free kick for Celtic. Just about a yard outside the penalty area. Right half Smith indicating he wants to take it. I don't know what Kelly's going to do. Nobody ever knows what Kelly's going to do. He puts the ball down, he walks back. He looks around about him. Now he does come back. And I think he's going to take this left foot. He puts across a beauty and Buck comes straight out. And where's he going? Hart, the first one is a goal for Hart for Celtic. Buckner looking for confidence. Now he's on his knees. He held that ball in the air and Hockney was on him. Buck lost it and Hockney took it into an empty net. And although it is with 8.5 minutes gone, Celtic have reduced Hart's lead. And Buck looking so dejected. He's holding his face. I think he took a knock. But there it is. 2-1 for Hart, and that was Hockney's opportunism, no question of that, because the ball came across from Tully, jumped it out, supremely confident, held the ball, the next thing it was in the ground, and there was Hockney hooking it, because Hockney ran round him, putting the ball into net. So we start with Hart 2-1 now, Young has the ball on the far side, Young coming in, putting the ball through to Conn, Conn and Peacock chasing it on the far side, Conn deep, Peacock is coming, running in, but Tanner comes back. Thank you for very neatly and deep to Peacock. Peacock being tackled by Young. Young gets there first, near the corner flag. Young beats Peacock, but Peacock after him. Young throws the ball. He hits it against Peacock, and it's a corner kick for Hart. 4 artists in the field today. Peacock, Tanner, Conn, and Warhol. When these four
get together at some little confections of play in the middle of the field. And now Young on the far side puts across the corner, it's coming down. He's here, where are these ball? Loose the ball. Parker's going to put it in and it's over the bar. 6 feet, you shouldn't come away out there. Over anxiety, he came right away out and dropped the ball again. Parker couldn't control it. There was a wide open goal. Now Beattie comes up to take this goal kick. 2-1 for Hart. Ball comes through to Conn. Conn gives it to Young. Young all on his own over on the far side. He's got away from the fan. Go back. Young coming into 18-yard line. Puts the ball square across, but it's too square and it could swing it way out. Does come through to Copper. Copper puts it into the middle to Fallon. Fallon hits the ball down to Conn. Conn gives it back to Young. Young holding the ball, putting it past Fallon. Fallon gets the foot that was over the line for Conn to kick for Hart. And here is Young taking another corner kick, 10.5 minutes gone. 2-1, two goals scored by outside left Copper. On the PMs in the final. Here it comes across, ball hits the ball in, but brings it down, gives it up. And is giving a free kick against Young. Foul against Young, a free kick for Selby. He's indicating to the referee that Young's elbow was up. Difficult for the referee to see over there. And so left back Cameron of Selby is placing the ball, 11 minutes gone. Coming up to take this free kick, right booty. Right down over the halfway line, into centre circle. Right half minute gives the ball to Stanley. Stanley in his own position, so one's into the left position, putting the ball through, giving it to Martin. Martin tries to get out the left, to hit the cap. Cap chasing the ball, and it keeps him low line for corner, and he manages to screw it out. And a throw in for Celtic, about a yard from the corner flag, with Martin going out to kick. Now he gives the ball to Tully. Tully into Martin. Martin in that position, he lost the world, coming along the left byline, but he loses the ball and it comes to Conn. It's on to Mackay with Fallon coming in between them, and Fallon is brought down, and it's a foul against Hart. Left back Fallon, right up level with Hart's 18-yard line, so now you know how Celtic are throwing everything into attack. Because that second goal certainly shook them. I've never seen Celtic defence look so bewildered and looking at each other, accusing you might say, well, how did that happen? And here's Peacock taking this free kick over on the far side. All the players are up and there it comes across, headed up by Cummings, he staggers back because of that split eye of his, it must have had him. And right out, now to left top, gives the ball back to Craig, then it bounces to Stanley. Stanley just outside the 10 layer, being tackled by outside left. Cummings working on the touchline, as the ball still has it, comes inside, being tackled by Walter, comes around the other way. Another player in Scotland will do as much of the ball as Roy Stanley can, but he lost it just now. And it's a free kick for Hart. No, it's a throw in, that's a free kick. Throw in, Crawford, Crawford puts the ball in, it comes left, the right half, Smith puts it in, over McKenzie's head and over the line for a goal kick for Hart. 13 minutes gone, the score, Hart 2, Celtic 1. And Hamden, apart from the wind which troubles the players, is looking beautiful this afternoon. 130,000 people out there in this sun-bathed stadium. Now the ball comes right up to Wardhoff, but right half Smith heads it away from him. Left back McKenzie heads the ball up. Smith tries desperately to get it, comes to Ball. Ball chips it to his outside left, but he isn't there. And the ball runs out of play. A throw for Celtic, halfway inside their own half on this side of the field. Right back Meekin, playing right back today, gets the ball to right half Smith. And time of new formation for Celtic. Stanley heads the ball on. McKenzie heads it down to Wardhoff. Wardhoff brings the ball down under control, puts it through the middle. Evans is there before Ball. An overhead kick comes through. Peacock heads the ball on to Hockley, but Cummings up away above Hockley. The ball goes to Tully. Tully right in the centre circle. Gives a pass to an outside left who isn't there. He must have regarded playing outside left himself today. And Martin did rush away out there. And Kirk clears the ball up there with Fallon. Heads it from Young to Peacock. Peacock chases it over to the far side and puts the ball out of play. A throw in for Hart, 3 yards inside their own half on the far side. Back again to Mackay, right half Mackay. Through the middle to Wardhall, but Fallon gets there first. Left back Tyrant clears it roughly downfield and out of play over on the far side. Took it right to it as it came. And you can sense the urgency in the play that we didn't have in the first half. Both teams seem to be cat and mouse stuff in the first half. Reserving themselves probably for the second half, I don't know, but that's how it looks. And here's Tyrant clearing the ball again. Downfield for right back Kep, heads it back again towards right half Mackay with Tyrant beside him. Here's the ball upfield to Young. Young misses it, goes through to Tyrant. Tyrant takes it first time. Gives it right away across out there like Craig if he's big enough to jump. Now McKenzie's too big for him to Crawford. Crawford gets the ball beautifully. And Meekin beside him, he beats Meekin. He's coming streaking past Meekin. Meekin gets a foot in. A good recovery by Meekin.
Here's the ball downfield to Hopney. Hopney comes through, touches the ball by Slidin. Now goes to Bagas. Rushing errors. Martin comes in, and Martin thinks maybe he'll knock the ball out of his hands, and Hopney did. Duff dodges them, gives the ball upfield, into the right position with Peacock, heads the ball away from Conn, into Kelly, Kelly out to Fernley, but it goes too far ahead of him, and kept, gives the ball to his right half, Mackay. Mackay coming up to halfway line on the far side, bringing the ball with him, Kelly's defense falling back to field, beautiful pass to Conn, Conn touches it in past Evans, puts it into Young, backing into Conn, beautiful play by the half forward. Conn puts it right across the face of the goal, leaves it for top of the score, keep putting the ball again, and Petey gathers it. Ball might have touched it, right through Beattie gathered it, gave it downfield. We haven't seen as much of the combined players we expect in the Hearts forward line today. Just now and again we get a flash of them, but how good it is when we do get that flash. There's Cumming lying down on the ground, which goes into it again, the ball goes over the line for a goal kick for Hearts. Now Cumming adds a left foot limp to his left eye cut. 16 minutes gone. Hearts 2, Celtic 1. Goalkeeper Duff taking this goal kick in the wind, catching the ball, swirling, holding it there. Right half to heading it down towards the outside right, the left back to Kensington there first. Here's the ball up here, Bald and Evans waiting for it. Evans jumps ahead of Bald, gives the ball to Meekin. Meekin just puts it in the air across field, but Peacock heads it on, Cumming and Hopney waiting for it. Cumming heads it against Hopney, Hopney gets the luck of the bounce to put the ball over Glidden's head. A nice pass, a calculated pass for Markin, but just too far ahead of him. And Duff clears the ball upfield, right up to the centre circle, right half Smith. He's found a new lease of life, comes in, three in a round about ball, but Ball gets the ball for him. Then Meekin comes back. And that's a 3-4-5 Celtic defenders on the same position as they were before. This time to clear the ball through the Fernley. Fernley right to the centre circle, beats Mackay with a lovely little flick. Gives the ball to Kelly. Kelly chasing across the right, holding the ball, comes very quickly, Mackay chasing him. Kelly puts in a hard shot, he's coming down, it's over the bar. A nasty hanging ball. They went over the bar with goalkeeper Duff looking up anxiously into the sun. That is a goal kick for Hart. 17 minutes gone. Goalkeeper Duff coming up to take this goal kick. One of the 22 giving everything he's got. Ball comes up to Crawford, heads into Conn. Conn coming in, the ball headed with the right half Smith. Coming in. Takes the ball away from him but loses to Fernley. And Fernley loses to Wardhole. Wardhole with a nice cut gives it back to Cumming. Cumming letting the ball run, puts it through the ball. Ball back heels it, but Evans waiting for that one. Gives it through to his right half, Smith. Smith, inside his own half, puts the ball out to his outside right, Craig. Craig puts the ball out of play as Mackenzie comes in, a throw in for Hearts, about 12 yards inside their own half. There's a great red gash across Cumming's eye. Ball comes up to Crawford, heads into the ball, ball hits the right foot. He's just across field, there's nobody there. Peacock takes the ball. Taking it across the left and hits it hard up the middle, giving his forwards a chance to run in. The goalkeeper Duff lets it run over the line for a goal kick for Hart. Celtic attacking probably more than Hart just now. 18 minutes gone. We haven't seen a great deal of Willie Ball. We had that, of course he made that goal, the second goal. But in the first half we didn't really see a great deal of him. The ball's out of play again. 10 yards inside Hart's half, a throw in for Hart. Left half coming, taking the throw in. Along to his outside left, Crawford heads the ball down. Meekin used the hand just now, but the play goes on. Ball comes to Fernley, just inside Hart's half. Puts the ball through to Craig, outside right, Craig running into the middle. Stopped by Mackenzie, the ball comes to right half, Mackay. Fernley comes in, takes the ball for him. Cumming gets it, and it comes biting into Mackenzie. Mackenzie clears the ball upfield. Poor old Cumming is in the wall. It all seems to be running into something just now. Well, he's a gallant, big-hearty lad. A strong throw in to outside right Craig. He's tackled by Conn. The ball comes out to Fernley in outside right position just now. He puts it into Hopney. Hopney 18-yard line. Wardhole by killing the ball out very neatly indeed. Ball comes again to Smith, then to Peacock. Peacock loses the Wardhole. Here's Wardhole coming up over the halfway line with Peacock chasing him. Ball gets too far ahead of him. Right half Smith from all of 40 yards. Gives the ball back to goalkeeper Beattie. Beattie comes out to 18-yard line, clears the ball way downfield. Markin and Mackay waiting for it. Mackay heads the ball down, and it's a foul against Markin. Markin pushing Mackay as they jumped up for the ball, and a free kick for Hart. 15 yards inside their own half, with nearly 20 minutes gone. Right back Kirk coming up to take this free kick. Wynn holding the ball, Wardhall running for it. Peacock heads it away from to Tully. Tully on his own on the far side, coming over the halfway line now. over near the touchline, waving his forwards to come on, puts the ball through to Martin in the corner penalty area. Martin tries to put over Glidden's head, goalkeeper dash somewhere, Glidden recovers, gets the ball very well indeed. Here's the ball out of play, Martin just tucks the ball over his head, Glidden was tumbling round and cleared the ball very neatly indeed. Kelly to Peacock, the throw in, back again to Kelly. Kelly with Warhol beside him, beats Warhol coming, cutting in along the byline. Runs the ball over the line, I would say, yes, a goal kick for Hart. There's no great roaring just now, there's just a hubbub of sound. A bugle blowing somewhere. And Duff retrieving the ball, I don't know, Netboy's letting the goalkeeper go for the ball himself. Duff coming up to take this goal kick, the right side of his goal. Not getting as far as the halfway line, comes up, firmly has hooked up between them, the ball comes fast coming to Martin. Martin breaks the ball down, gets it to Tully in the far side, Tully hits the ball down the pen later, pass to Gilbert, Glidden biking up, here's the ball, well to the right, but Young is waiting for it. Simon decides on Simon, heads the ball down to Firmly. Firmly tackled by Wardhorn, Mackay, but he beats Wilson, he's coming, cutting inside. Wardhorn's after him, Wardhorn takes the ball from him, puts it across the corner, is inside left position, Con beats Smith very neatly, puts the ball to the ball right in the centre circle, Evans coming in. Ball rolls the ball, pretend he's going to hit it, and he did hit it, out to right, but Young had run inside, now Young and Cannon are going for the ball. Cannon has it, heads it on to Peacock, but heads it out of play, and it's a throw-in for Hart, and Cannon is on his hands and knees. As he went in that tackle, he took a bit of a knock, his head again, but he's all right, he's shaking himself. And right half Mackay coming up. I noticed the trainer anxiously nearly out in the field, throwing Young running with the ball with Peacock, and it's a goal kick for Celtic. Referee Davidson running downfield and right on top of the game the whole time. 22 minutes gone, we're nearly halfway through the second half. Beattie's goal kick down over the halfway line, the wind behind it. Mackay jumps with the ball, heads across it, coming, clears it right, putting it across, firmly heads the ball on. Coming down, Mackay waiting for a hit down, nice one to Warhol. Warhol coming in, puts over Peacock's head out to right. And it's Fallon and not Young gets it. Fallon gets it downfield to Tully. He's kept heading the ball away from Tully, keeping it in very well. Putting it right up to see what Evans stops it with ball beside him. Evans gets it downfield, coming heads the ball down to Conn. Conn tackled by Smith, he beats Smith. Takes the ball away from Warhol, he's on the inside forward. Now he's coming up here, puts the ball through the ball. Ball inside the pen, there it is, ball over the bar. Nice position for Willie Ball. These three inside forwards can come up almost parallel with each other, right up the middle, and Ball was the last man to get the ball just now. Clearly likes it with his left foot, but he shot him over the bar, and so with nearly 23 minutes gone, the score is Hart 2, Celtic 1. Goalkeeper Beattie coming up to take his goal kick. Well down the right this time, Hockney coming heads it down. Meekin heads the way again to Fairley, Fairley in the centre circle, an overhead kick puts it down here, Glidden heads away from Martin, centre forward Martin to Mackay. Mackay has another bite at it and puts the ball out of play. A throw in for Celtic, about 10 yards inside their own half half. A long throw into Fairley, and Mackay's never left Fairley, they're both over on the other side of the field, but they're working this side just now. And Fairley, I think, is taking this throw in, and Tully's overhead now as well. Tully gives it back to Fairley, Fairley holding the ball, putting it right across. Was Craig running in, but kept heads the ball away from him. Craig is very intelligent, gone to the other side. Ball comes to Warhol, gives it to Young. Young puts the ball past Fallon. He's streaking along the touchline, the far side. Peacock hearing after him. Young coming inside Peacock, giving the ball to Warhol. Warhol back again to Young. Young inside the pen later, coming right in, puts the ball inside Peacock. He can't get after it, and it goes right through the goalkeeper, Beattie. Beattie clears the ball downfield, but that was a very fine run by Young. Right up the whole length of field. The ball goes to Craig in the far side, but he can't keep it in. I can't say right, Craig is over on the left wing just now. Kelly operating just anywhere. And it is a throw-in for Hart, halfway inside their own half over on the far side. Mackay along to Young over Peacock's head. Fallon gets it. Mackay comes in and hits the ball hard against Fallon. He's out of play, just on the halfway line. A throw-in for Hart on the halfway line. Right half Mackay taking the throw-in. Down where Conn just can't get to, it goes to Fallon. Fallon to Fallon, Fallon falls on the ball. It goes back to Peacock. Peacock puts it up in the middle. Glidden heads away from Martin out to his own right. Craig heads him against Skep. Skep gets the ball from him. Right back, Skep gives the ball upfield and out of play. A throw in for Celtic over on the far side. Peacock going after the ball.
taking the throw into Stanley. He tries to give it back to him, but outside right, Young comes in. Weak Stanley holds the ball. Weak Stanley again comes inside Stanley. Stanley comes back. Takes the ball from Young. Drops the ball out to the left. Peacock lets him run past him. Mackay tackles him. He beats Mackay. Takes the ball inside to Peacock. Peacock hits it behind downfield. Cumming breaks the ball down. Here's it right through Peter, way out the right wing for Stanley, heads it back into centre, comes into Warhol, Warhol hits the ball down to Bald, Bald misses the ball and Evans takes it from him very neatly. Evans driving upfield, up to the halfway line, a square pass to the right half, Murphy lets it go to Kelly, Kelly back again to Evans, Evans inside half half is the ball, square pass to Stanley over on the far side. Stanley was right back, kept coming in to tackle him, holding the ball, kept taking the ball from Stanley. And kept comes right out over the halfway line, then comes back, heels the ball, and he loses the Fallon. Left back Cannon now striding into half half. He does the same. The back showing is a little bit of fancy play, but Cannon's a very bad pass. Comes right across the field and outside left top of the half in the middle of the field. Gets the ball, puts it across in the direction of Young. Peacock heads it down, gets there first. And Peacock brings it into the middle of the field, clears it across to Kelly. He's now playing outside right. Kelly gets it inside to Smith, the right half, who's in the middle of the field. He beats Cannon, gets the ball to Stanley. Stanley about 5 yards inside half. Putting it through to Craig. Craig coming in. He beats the ball from the Morgan. The duck gets there first. And the whistle is gone. Morgan, I think, of Craig offside. And it is a free kick for Hearts. 26 and a half minutes gone. As Duff comes out to take this free kick himself. Over the halfway line, Corn and Peacock jump as the ball comes through. Mackay heads it out to right again. Peacock heads the ball in. Wardhaw runs in, gets there before Hockney. Holds the ball, tries to give it to Young, but it goes out of play. It hit a Celtic player on the way, so it's a throw-in for Hearts. About 6 yards inside Celtic's half, over on the far side. Right half Mackay taking the throw away along to Young, but he threw the ball out of play, straight out of play. The wind probably swept it out. And it is a throw-in for Celtic, almost the same place. Peacock throws it back to his goalkeeper, Beattie. Beattie, with ball coming in, Beattie comes out to 18-yard line, clears the ball downfield. Where McKenzie heads it out to the left, but it goes to the right back Meekin. Meekin clears it downfield, Glidden and Morgan chasing it, coming bouncing down the other corner flag, Glidden lets it go, then puts it out of play. A throw-in for Celtic, about 3 yards from the corner flag. Morgan takes it very quickly, into Craig, the Smith, the right half. He tries to get to the Stanley, does get to the Stanley, down in the 18-yard line, tackled by Warhol. You suddenly see the players sort of being electrified as they realise the danger of some kind. Well, the ball comes to Conn, and Conn puts the ball way across. He hooks the ball right back, Meekin stops it, gives it to Evans, and all the players are in half just now as Celtic are attacking, trying to bring back this 2-1 score to something a bit more even. And here is McKenzie, the left back, bringing the ball upfield, right up. Evans heads away again. Conn seeing that, puts it in, and Meekin stops the ball with his right hand. That's a free kick for Hearts, 15 yards inside Celtic half on this side of the field. There's 17 minutes to go, and the score is Hearts 2, Celtic 1. Two goals scored by outside right Cuffer for Hearts, and one goal by Hockney for Celtic, and left back McKenzie coming up to take this free kick. Puts it right in the 18-yard line, Peacock heads the ball down to Stanley. Stanley waiting for the ball, catches out to Kelly, coming at there first. Kelly puts it back into Wardhaw. Wardhaw in good position, gets his right foot to the ball and puts it over the line for a goal kick for Celtic. Goalkeeper Beattie gathering the ball, coming up, taking this goal kick. Down over the halfway line, Cumming and Smith go for it, and a foul against right half Smith. Smith has gone to the inside right position, I would say, because Hockney is now operating at right half. And I'd say the Celtics team now reads Hockney, Evans and Peacock, Kelly, Smith, Morgan, Fernley and Craig in the outside left position. The ball comes to Meekin, he clears it right footy downfield where Kelly's waiting for it. Kelly heads it down towards Smith. Smith holds the ball, gives it out to Kelly, but it's far too hard. He's out of play, a turn for Hearts, halfway inside their own half. Cumming taking the throw in. Along to Crawford. Crawford gets the ball down, keeps it in, now goes out. And it is a throw in for Celtic, nearly in the same place. Hockney are throwing into Smith, ball comes to Stanley, Stanley cutting over to the left, puts the ball up to the middle to Morgan, Glidden steps in, takes it from him, Glidden's bringing the ball up here, puts up the ball, ball waiting for it, lets him run past him, and Evans is letting the ball run out of play, halfway inside his own half, a throw-in for Celtic. Evans taking the phone himself. No, he decided to let Hockney take it. Hockney, a long throw in, right away down. Left back to Kane, heads on to Conn. Conn over on the side, as he puts the ball outside left position. Meekin lets the run out of play. A throw in for Celtic, just about halfway inside their own half. Hockney taking the throw in. Hockney with a throw in, headed by Cummings, the ball in good position, but Evans picked the ball from him so nicely. And now Evans tidying up the field, puts a square pass to Fernley. Evans running to outside right position himself, and Fernley a very bad pass, puts it right across the field, and then to Tully, and straight to Young, and outside right Young of Hearts, winning the ball, puts it to Gilbert's ball. Ball now holding the ball, putting it to Ward Harbour, he was too long. He let Hockney come running in, and Hockney steered the ball across field, but Craig ran the ball out of play, yes, over on the far side, a throw in for Hearts. A long throw in by Mackay, hit Young in the head. Young tackled by Peacock, the ball's running loose over the line, a goal kick for Celtic. Now, according to our watch, 14 minutes to go. And Beattie placing the ball, score is still Hearts 2, Celtic 1. Celtic much more aggressive, but Hearts hanging on to the lead. Beattie, a long kick, Mackay can only head it in the air over his head, and kept trying to keep it in, puts it out of play, even more so over on the far side. Halfway inside his own half on the far side of the field, a throw in for Celtic, with left half Peacock coming up to take the throw in. Peacock throw in to Fernley, Fernley heads the ball on to Peacock. Peacock bringing the ball in, hits it right footed into Hart's goal area, right over the line for a goal kick. And that son must be troublesome because Duff was sort of shading his eyes as the ball came over from the left, hoping to get a good view of it. It's a cloudless sky. Sun shining straight down into Hart's goal mouth. Players all casting long shadows down the field. And there are 13 minutes to go according to our watch. Duff clears the ball upfield, comes to Crawford, but Meekin heads the ball away from him and out of play. A throw in for Hearts, 15 yards inside their own half. And Cummings is taking this throw into Crawford. Crawford brings the ball down, puts it in very neatly first time. Ball out of position, the ball goes to Peacock, who's on to Kelly, Kelly to Morgan. Geared by Glidden to his right half Mackay, Mackay back to McKenzie. Left back McKenzie clears the ball hard across field and goes straight to Craig. Craig now playing outside left, loses it, it comes back to Peacock. Peacock down the middle, but Kep heads the ball down to his right half Mackay. Mackay taking it out the wing, tackled by Fernley, loses the Fernley. Fernley in the touchline, the far side, streaking along, he's tackled by Mackay again. He beats Mackay and Kep. Coming into the penalty area, puts the ball hard across to Morgan. Morgan trying to tee it up for a shot, it's against McKenzie. And what is it? A penalty kick for Fernley. McKenzie handled the ball. No. A free kick for Hearts. Celtic claiming. Morgan turned round, they pointed at McKenzie, and referee Davidson pointing firmly with his one hand, his other hand, indicating the ball had hit a player. I thought he was giving it against McKenzie. Actually, he must have given it against Morgan, and so it is a free kick for Hearts. Referee Davidson right up for the play. Not a moment's hesitation, his decision. Now Glidden heads the ball away to Warhol. Warhol heads it out to the right, out to Young. Young comes in, takes in two Celtic players. Gives it back to Mackay. Mackay being tackled by Craig. Hits the ball hard upfield. Callan heads it down to Peacock. Peacock just inside his own half. Puts the ball right up the wing. Morgan chasing over to the left. Heads away from the cap. Back to Craig. Craig just the penalty area. Coming in, puts the ball in. Right across the right. And all the Celtic players are over on the far side. And not a soul there to take that beautiful cross. And so it runs right across out of play. A throw in for Hearts. About 11 minutes to go, with left half coming, taking this throw in to Crawford. Crawford loses to Hockney. Hockney puts it in, four players jump, it comes back. Hockney heads on again against Cumming. Cumming comes out of that, scramble the ball, gets it upfield. Ball chasing it near the touchline. Evans is with him, the ball bounces out of play. A throw in for Hearts, I think. Just on the halfway line. Left half coming, very courageous boys come out after that knock he got in the first half. A long throw in to ball over Hockney's head, ball is a ball just on the byline, just on the touchline, puts into Crawford, Crawford into the penalty area, puts the ball over the line. Couldn't control it, couldn't get a foot under it to hook it in, over the line for a goal kick for Celtic. Just about 10 minutes according to our time, Evans placing the ball quickly for his goalkeeper Beattie. Beattie raising a little cloud of dust to hit that ball. Comes through to Conn. Conn clears it. Fernley's foot goes up. Fernley not pleased at all with that decision. But referee Davidson again pointed to his boot that had gone up too high, and it's a free kick for Hearts, right on the circumference of the circle in Celtic half. Kep puts it up the middle, Evans heads the ball down, it comes to Conn, he's going to have a shot, he does it, oh, it's a goal! Oh, what a wonderful goal by Conn! You can see Conn sizing it up, just sticking his spot, and he hits that ball as he can with his right foot, and that's with 10 minutes to go, and Hearts now lead by 3-1. And there was no doubt in Conn's mind, and very little in mine, as to what he meant to do with that ball. Again, Beattie got his hands to it, but he just couldn't stop the force of that shot. And so there it is, with 10 minutes to go, Hearts are leading by 3-1. And Peacock puts the ball right down, Glidden heads it out, comes out to Smith, who's now in the right position, and now to Crawford. Crawford still has the ball, he loses it to Hockney. Hockney comes in, stabs the ball forward. Left back McKenzie stops it, he clears it upfield. Meekins chasing the ball, it's out of play. And now Evans is chasing the ball across here. He knows, I don't know whether he does or not, he's got 9 minutes to go, and they've got to bring down 2 goals. And Meekins hits that ball down the field, down to the 18-yard line where McKenzie Smith heads it over, McKenzie heads to Mockin. Mockin's going to a shot, he puts the ball across to Kelly. Kelly and Kep go for it, Kep heads the ball over the line for a corner kick for Celtic on the left. 9 minutes to go, Celtic forced a corner left, and left back Fallon is coming down, I think, to take this corner kick. No, he's at the corner flag, but Kelly is taking it, right footed. And he puts the ball up, beautiful in swinger, right in, and just touches it on with his right hand, over the line for another corner kick on this side. And McKenzie was standing beside him, patted him in the back as much as a good boy. And here is Craig, he's come across from the left to the right now, taking this corner kick on the right. Craig puts across a good one, Fernie jumps up, tries to hit the ball, his right foot is Kelly, Kelly's chasing it to the byline, and Young puts the ball over the line, a corner kick on the other side for Celtic. One on the left, one on the right, now one on the left. With 8 minutes to go, Hearts leading by 3-1. Celtic fighting back desperately. And Kelly putting across this corner kick, right through it, comes to Crawford. He tries to get the ball out, it comes back to Fallon, Fallon halfway inside, half half, puts the ball in against a dangerous one, just comes out, heads the ball right away out to Young. Young heads the ball down to Crawford, who's over on the far side. Crawford gets the ball to Young, Young coming in with Fallon chasing him, Fallon gets there first, gives the ball back to Evans. Evans holding the ball, gives it to Peacock. Peacock halfway inside, half, on the far side. Puts the ball into penalty area, right to McKenzie, misses it, comes through to Smith, to Craig. Craig puts the ball square across again, and Marcus trying a shot, but he couldn't get his foot to it. He gives it to Smith, right half Smith, doubling back in his strike, gives the ball to Martin again. Martin's going to try and have a shot, but McKay gets a foot to him, puts the ball out of play over on the far side. You see Martin doing everything to get that ball to his left foot, just as Conn did a minute ago, but he hasn't got the time or the room to work. And it's a throw-in for Celtic, with Kelly giving it to Peacock. Kelly coming in, beating Young, giving the ball back to Peacock. Peacock puts it into Fernie. Fernie's going to run in the byline, puts the ball right in. Mockin hits the ball in, it's coming down the 6-yard line. Comes out again to the 18-yard line. How Hearts goal is remaining intact, I don't know. Peacock and Conn. And here's Conn lying on the ground, taking the ball from Peacock and clearing it away out to right. A very fine effort by Conn. Lying on his back, he took the ball from Peacock. Here's the way out to right. A throw-in for Celtic, but certainly losing the ball on the far side, but another throw-in for Celtic. Halfway inside, Hearts half. Peacock, a throw-in to Kelly. Kelly holding the ball, giving it to Fernie on the far side. Fernie heading the ball down, McKay stopping it, putting it over the line for a corner kick. That's 4 corner kicks in fewer minutes for Celtic, and we now have 6.5 minutes to go, according to our time. And the score is Hearts 3, Celtic 1. Kelly taking a corner kick on the far side, right footed. Everybody up in Hearts penalty area, the ball's coming down. 4 players jumping around, Smith tries to have a kick out of ball, takes it on him. Goes out to Crawford, Crawford touching him inside the water. Water getting in before Evans, he's beaten Evans. Can I walk the halfway line, the Celtic defender's chasing, he comes out, beats Evans again. Peacock's after him, he still has the ball. Evans comes in, the ball bounces to Hockney. Hockney just in the centre circle. Tackled by Cumley, the ball bounces loose. Hockney gets it through, but it goes straight to right half McKay. McKay gives it out to Young, outside right Young, putting the ball square across to Wardhaw. Wardhaw through the middle, first time. Crawford and Meekin chasing the ball. Crawford gets there before Meekin cuts inside him. Meekin's pushing a wee bit and then gets his foot to the ball and puts it over the line. But a corner kick for Hearts in the left. And now it's Hearts forcing a corner kick in the left. With 5 minutes to go. And I'm quite sure the pulse of Edinburgh hasn't beaten this fast in 50 years. as Crawford comes up to take this corner kick, right footy, right away in, it's a beauty, and goalkeeper Beatty punches it away from Young and over the line on the far side. A repetition of what we had at Hearts end, because it's a corner kick in the right for Hearts now. Goalkeeper Beatty got a fist to it, punched away over the line, and now it's out there right. Young of Hearts facing the ball with five to go and coming up to take this corner kick. It's a good one coming down. Beatty punches again, comes around to Crawford. Crawford hits it in, it's coming in under the bar. It touches the top of the bar and is over for a goal kick. Well, we've had tremendous excitement in this half. First half, cat and mouse. The second half, a great cup final. Ball coming up to Tully, heading the ball down to Fernley. Fernley, who's put in so much work this afternoon, dribbling over the right, coming, chasing him out to right. Fernley doubles back, comes inside. Ball back, helping his defender, hits the ball into the stand. Willie Ball said, let's get this ball away out of danger. And he just comes down and put the ball into the stand as Hockney comes up and takes the throw. And McKenzie heads the ball back again. The other play again, Hockney catches it, comes without wasting any time. A long throw in, McKenzie heads it high in the other side. Conn jumps up, heads it out to his own left. Crawford chases it and he hits it high in the air, but it's out of play again. Another throw in for Celtic. Hockney again, playing right half now. Putting the ball into Smith, goes right through to Conn. Conn in the 18-yard line, here's the ball hard upfield, over the line and out of play, a throw in for Celtic. And there are 3.5 minutes to go. Evans taking the throw in, a long throw in the way down, but Cummings stops the ball with Fernley. Fernley pushes the ball past him, Cummings gives it back to McKenzie. McKenzie slices upfield the ball. Ball brings the ball down, puts it out to left. Evans is beside him, he's trailing the ball past Evans. Evans stops it, it goes out of play. A throw in for Hearts, about 12 yards inside Celtic half on this side of the field. And here is Cummings taking the throw in for Hearts. Throwing along to Ball. Ball meeting jumps the ball, goes over both the heads to Evans. Evans a very nice PM, heads the ball back again, comes to Crawford. Crawford heads on to Ball. Ball heads it down to the 18-yard line when Meeching clears it downfield. Goes right through to McKenzie. McKenzie stops the ball and recovers, gets it out to Cummings. It's a swivelling ball. Cummings stops it on the touchline, puts it right into the penalty area. Young just heads it there. Peacock takes it, comes down, heads it out to Conn. Conn stops it, brings it down, puts it through beautifully to Wardhaw. Wardhaw puts it through the middle, but Fallon gets and gives it back to his goalkeeper Beatty. 2.5 minutes to go. Beatty clears the ball downfield. He's outside right, Craig is back in the right position again. He beats McKenzie. He's coming, cutting in the middle. Coming in again, he beats Noel. Mackay stops him. Mackay clears the ball to Wardhaw. Wardhaw on the halfway line, working over the right. Fernley chasing him, Hockney chasing him. Wardhaw stops the ball. It's out of two run past him. Gives it square across to Conn. Conn being tackled by Peacock. Holds the ball. Dummies one way, dummies the other. Shoves the ball past Peacock. They're both chasing after it. Conn gets there first. Puts it in between Peacock's legs, but Peacock was pushing him all the way. And it's a free kick for Hearts. Halfway inside the Celtic half, over on the far side. There are 2 minutes to go and the score is Hearts 3, Celtic 1. I see Kelly, I don't know, he's speaking to someone. Right back, Kirk coming up, taking this free kick. It's a good one coming right in. Goalkeeper Beatty goes up, gets it as Ball rushes in. Beatty clears the ball downfield. Comes straight to right half McKay. McKay puts it back again to his outside right, who isn't there. And the ball runs out of play. A throw in for Celtic over on the far side. Halfway inside Celtic half. And the red stars are going up to the far side as Young comes in, coming in over the 18-yard line. He's beaten Evans as well. He must score. He hits Beatty with the ball. It comes out. Ball an overhead kick and the ball goes over the line. Outside right, Young came straight through, beat one player after another. Put the ball in. Beatty had narrowed the angle. He couldn't possibly get it past him. Beatty cleared the ball out. And when Ball tried to put it in again, it over the bar. Now Tully puts the ball out to Fernley. Fernley back again to Tully. Tully back again to Fernley. Over on the left side, halfway inside Hearts half. Celtic attacking. Ball goes out to Smith, who's outside left just now. Kirk beside him. He's coming around. Inside Kirk, holding a ball, trying to get a shot in. He crosses the ball to Morgan. It's cleared by Wardhaw to Mackay. Mackay clears it left footed down. And everybody, except Beatty, is in Hearts half. As Meekin puts the ball down and coming, heads it out and staggers back. Because I'm sure that knock is happening. Now Ball clears the ball like a left back away upfield, and there's only 30 seconds to go as Evans gives the ball back to Beatty, and Hearts are leading by 3-1. 49 years ago Celtic beat Hearts in the cup. Today, with about 20 seconds to go and Fernley coming rushing into the penalty area, Hearts are leading by 3 goals to 1.
Turn is the ball over on the far side, which is forced out of play. A throw in for Celtic. 12 yards from the corner flag on the far side. The ball boy can't throw the ball in quickly enough for Fernley. And there's a whistle! And Hearts have won the cup! And the Hearts players are throwing themselves in the air. They're embracing each other. And the Celtic players sportingly going up congratulating them. Kelly shaking hands with Duff and Warthorn, McKenzie. And all the players shaking hands. And Willie Ball jumping high in the air. And Conn, somebody hugging him round the neck. And Kirk and Duff and Beattie coming up, shaking hands with Duff, the two goalkeepers who played very good, very well indeed, and all the players happy and smiling, but especially of course the Hearts players who fought so long and so hard, the temperamental Hearts. Would they ever win the cup? Well, today they have. They've beaten Celtic, the greatest cup fighters in Scotland, by 3-1, and they're still hugging and congratulating each other out there in the middle of the field. And that great roar you hear is the Heart of Edinburgh speaking to Hampden. There's red stars and banners everywhere, the replicas of the cup shining in the sunshine. And with that, for the presentation, I'll hand you over to Jimison Clark, who's down in the stand, and he'll tell you how the cup is presented to Hearts.
Thank you, George Davison. And